This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Always happy to be here, as Brendan is, with a smile on his face and breakfast on his shirt. Just kidding.
Did you notice that stain on there?
I saw it, man. Is that your breakfast?
Probably. I ate pretty fast when I was trying to get here, too. So
running a little behind sometimes.
Yeah.
It happens. We're all there. At least the traffic's not bad on Saturday mornings getting here. That's for sure.
You know, speaking of which, I still got construction on the way over here, too, by the way. They had to close down a lane, so they're making everybody go to the right a bit on the 805 North. So, because we're up in UTC, if you guys didn't know, so
In the Golden Triangle, I would say.
That's right.
Yep, for sure. Well, here we are doing fun stuff and fun stuff being done. Mm-hmm. So,
and by the way, we're halfway through March already.
Isn't it crazy?
Time's flying, dude.
Don't blink, Bubba. That's what I always say. Anyway. It's time does fly by, and well, I'll tell you what. Well, we're going to talk about some all really great car stuff today for sure. We do appreciate everybody joining us as always. Today the show is about 10 things to look for or more when buying a used car, so you don't get burned. So we don't like being burned, do we?
No, we definitely don't.
No, we don't like buying a car, and we don't like when you buy a car. Well, we like to buy a car, but we don't like buying a car, and then you have to put a bunch of money into it afterwards.
No, that part stinks when that happens.
Not unless you already know about what you're buying, and you know you got to put the money in it, then it's not so bad. But, you want to be well-informed, I shall say. Wouldn't you agree?
I could agree on that.
Yep. So important to do, and try to save you some money. That's what we're going to try to do with the show a little bit today, and just give you some good information and things like that. Some other things we'll cover. Hey, a couple weeks ago, did we talk about, on a different note a bit, how Kia was recalling 80,000 of its Niro vehicles?
No, we did not. We talked about the Soul and the Stelos.
It's Stellantis.
No, not Stellantis. Oh, the Stelos. S-T-E-L-O-S.
Stelos. Sounds like a Stelos.
Yeah.
I don't know. They come up with all these codes. The Niro EV is an EV that I just saw that they were recalling 80,000 of them over an issue that could prevent their seat belts and airbags from functioning properly. Ooh, two things that don't work well if you crash, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah. Frequent adjustments to the front passenger seat may pose a serious safety risk by damaging the wiring beneath the seat that controls critical features such as the airbag and seatbelt. So if you're moving the seat back and forth a lot, it could be a problem.
Very much.
You know how they find these things out? After they sell them and somebody moves the seat back and forth a lot and it happens. So the good news is, though, if the wiring gets damaged, it would definitely turn on a warning light, because there's going to be a open circuit for like the airbag module or the seatbelt module, which would be a problem. And it would actually turn it will set a fault in the body control module. So there you go. Right? Or the airbag module, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
They all share information, so it's all good. This could prevent airbags from probably deploying during a crash, deploying unexpectedly. It's always great to be driving down the road and have your airbag pop out on you unexpectedly, huh?
No, let's be honest. The only time it's fun is when you're watching that one show with Johnny Knoxville, and they'll just be sitting down on the couch, and all of a sudden, poof, and they fly up in the air. I have to show you that skit. It's
funny. That is so bad on your back.
No, I know, that's the whole point of their show is to be
destroying
stupid
themselves.
And destroying themselves.
When they're 80, they're not going to be able to walk. Somebody's going to be rolling them around and stuff. But it's fun to watch as long as it's somebody else, right?
Yes, exactly.
Don't feel the pain so much. But this could prevent deploying during a crash unexpectedly or not switching off for small passengers, which we don't want.
Yeah.
Increasing the potential for injury. The recall affects 80,255 Niro EV and Niro plug-in hybrid vehicles manufactured from August 10th, 22 to December 13th, 2024, and equipped with manual front passenger seat. Oh, so not electric front pad, manual. So you like flick the little lever and slide back and forth, So I didn't even know. Yeah, here and there they still have those. So it's generally no crashes, injuries, or fatalities or fires have been reported. So there's a good thing. So they just found this problem. They want to get it fixed before there's an issue. What a great way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it before there's an issue, right?
True. It's again, like you said, it's a shame that these recalls have to happen because other people are experiencing it first before it's figured out what happened. So.
Exactly. Hey, have you seen Volkswagen's new Scout?
Oh, boy. Is this going to be as impressive as the Aston Martin?
Well, I don't know, but they have 50,000 reservations for the upcoming for this upcoming EV. They already have people that want to reserve 50,000. There's 50,000 people that want one of these things.
So. Oh, my gosh. Actually, that's actually pretty sweet, to be honest with. Okay, hold on. The back of it looks kind of... Wait. That looks like it's just a different looking view. No, the Scout looks kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
There's another design on here out of the blue. Unfortunately, it's a full EV. Yeah.
Anyway, what's that?
No, there's another design on here where they added a trunk space with it too, but it looks weird with it. Huh. So I would just stick with what they have with the original design. It looks really, really nice. Hmm. I have to show you what I mean here, because the way I hope I can turn. Oh, I can turn this thing. Okay, excuse me.
We're live on the air.
I'm going to show you very quickly. This is what popped up on my images first. I don't know if you could see it.
It's the green Scout.
It's a green thing with a weird looking kind of back hatch, kind of like tail space. This looks horrific.
You know, it's so awesome. Is you're in the studio there through the window, and that answer thing is right in front of where the...
Sorry about that. Here, I'll scoot it over more.
There you go. I see it. I can see it. I saw it on here anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But this design, if you can look it up, it's a gray design to the vehicle. Looks so much better.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Well, and it looks like the colors that they're putting on these are kind of that flat kind of paint, like...
The paint part doesn't bother me too much. I just care about the outside design if it's... got that, I don't know if I can say rustic per se, but it looks like an actual pickup truck that I would want to drive. Same thing with the Nokia Badger and the Rivian. Oh my gosh, what truck is the Rivian again? I think their trucks look really, really cool on the outside. But I can't remember what the name of it. Do you know what the name of the Rivian trucks are called?
A Rivian truck?
No, there's...
They only have two cars. They have a truck and an SUV.
They actually have a name for the Rivian truck part.
They do?
I thought so.
I'm not aware of that.
Let me double check this. I swear if they just need...
You know what I don't want to buy?
R1T. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all have to have some model number for a designator.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We'll buy into that. I won't buy into that.
So. Anyways, what did you have over there?
This 2024... has been the best car sales year for a lot of the manufacturers, a lot of them, since 2019.
So, oh, okay. Since COVID, I should say this.
Everybody's scared of tariffs now, so here we go.
That, but also I was going to say that I thought I read somewhere at the very beginning of the year that they weren't making their sales projected goals, I think, except for...
Well, this is 2025. I'm just saying 2024 was the best sales year they've had since 2019.
No. I'm talking about 2024. They said they have projected sales goals, and only three car companies actually hit it or went above it.
But they were still better off than they have been since... 2019 was a good year for them, but since then, 2020, everything went in the toilet. And then we had the chip problem that we're still supposedly having.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not revamping this Nissan Honda thing, are they?
No, it's gone.
Dead in the water, right?
It's all dead in the water.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Of course, your favorite car, there's a new...
No.
There's a new concern for the Tyrannosaurus Rex car. that's a better way to call it, a T car.
Trying to cover it up.
Concerns against with a Maryland crash on its self-driving feature again.
Oh, jeez. Well,
I don't ever think it's good to let a car drive itself.
No. I personally don't trust it myself, personally, so.
Yeah, things happen.
Yes.
But you should keep your hands on the steering wheel. Keep your hand. Isn't that in a song from the 70s? Keep your hands on the wheel.
I know about Jesus Take the Wheel. That's a song by Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, country music song. Yeah. Yep. So somebody did ask also, where were Ford and GM in the Super Bowl ads? They didn't have one. Stellantis was the only automaker with a Super Bowl ad. So interesting, huh? We'll see how the new car sales and production of everything goes as we roll into these tariffs that are coming into place. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
By the way, you're thinking of the band Ram Jam, apparently. I don't know. A song called Keep Your Hands on the Wheel.
There you go.
I only know them from Black Betty. So.
Oh yeah, they sung that song too, huh? Well, yeah. Here comes Brendan's going to sing it again. Yeah, got to back him down. Down, Brendan. Down. Stop. So, anyway, yeah, for sure. You should keep your hands on the wheel, though. That they should give you a CD of that or a little chip with that song on it when you buy one of these cars that have self-driving. That way, hey, here's our safety song. Keep your hands on the wheel. So, all good.
I like it.
Yeah. So, anyway. Well, we'll see what happens. It's always good to have new automotive news and great stuff. And of course, Volkswagen's recalling over 60,000 vehicles. Well, that's surprising. Anyway, it's always good stuff. There's lots going on. There's a robo-taxi that your friend Mr. Musk is doing.
Yeah. That's not supposed to come out this year just yet, right? I think it's supposed to be next year. But people have been speculating on...
Well, it's push hinges on black box AI gamble, so... You know, we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff.
Why am I knowing all these Tesla news? I don't need to know. I'm just...
You want to buy one.
I still follow it. I don't get it.
I know you don't like them, but, you know, that's the biggest EV
out
there.
Get out of my life, Tesla.
Stellantis 2024 is what you're thinking about. Lost market share, lower profits, and executive musical chairs. What's next?
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Toyota's teasing a smaller, cheaper, compact EV SUV, of course. So anyway.
I think most car companies are promising that,
are
to
they?
Be honest. Yeah. What was the car company that I heard? I think Toyota is actually like trying to push a plug-in hybrid vehicle first before their EV that they were first announced. Mm-hmm. Like they're actually making that first before they move into the EV market with a specific model. I can't remember which it was, but I saw that news a couple of weeks ago as well.
Gotcha.
So it's the way of the future now, I guess. And again, I have a feeling this administration is going to really push back on EVs, so I'm surprised that the car companies are still themselves are trying to push EVs.
Well, you do see they have retooled back to some of the other stuff. So, but I think that now keep in mind the EV market, that is for some people, and it's a good, you know, it's just the only problem I have with anything is when you try to force everybody to do something.
Right.
That doesn't fit for everybody. It does fit for certain people.
How many states have already said that they're going to be selling EVs alone, and that's it? Like six, I think? Oh, I know California's the big one. I know. And we're the third biggest economy, but we shouldn't be...
But then again, we're building a train that has nothing but concrete, no rails, so I don't know.
It's just...
$39 billion or $60 billion
already raised, but then...
For one overpass? With no rails.
Yeah. But we still need another, what, $380 billion to help with the people with the fire relief up in LA.
I'd be embarrassed to say I was involved in that if I was. I would. You know what I could...
And you're still...
You know what I could build with $380 billion?
What?
Woo! Lots.
Yeah. A bigger wall for Oceanside.
That's Escondido where we built a wall for the parking lot. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I did want to touch base on something real quick, though. The 2025 Lincoln Nautilus has the interior on this thing is supposed to be amazing for cars as far as they go.
Not surprised. It's Lincoln.
Yeah, you got to check it out for sure if you get a chance. Turns out, the Nautilus 48-inch pillar-to-pillar wraparound affair boasts clear, beautiful, high-res graphics and is set at the base of the windshield.
Oh, my gosh.
You said screens were getting smaller. They're not. Seen the screen on this thing?
No, it's big, but
that's the wraparound dash.
I know.
Not the info screen that's in the center, but the wraparound dash.
No, what I meant about the screen part was the infotainment center specifically.
Well, they're going back to push buttons, they say.
Exactly, and I'm happy about that. I saw this video where one guy was saying it's a detriment to luxury vehicles because about luxury, you want the highest sophistication in technology.
So maybe the luxury ones they won't take back. Maybe just like the Nissan Sentras of the world and things like that. They're going
to
go back to
push-ups. See, what I'm just trying to say is, though, is that I care more about the safety right now. I can if I can afford a Lincoln Nautilus, I care about safety and luxuriness at the same time. Mm-hmm. So safety-wise, I still do wish to have the button, so I'm happy with that. So, but obviously, if I'm paying this amount of money, I still want the luxuriness that's inside the vehicle. And this is, this right here is almost the best of both worlds. I still see a touchscreen situation here, but it does look like there are some buttons on the sides and underneath too. But in terms of like the actual dashboard screen, I personally would have to drive it to see if it's a distraction to me still. Cause so far, I mean, it is strange that the passenger gets some information on their side of the dashboard, but maybe it's something that I have to get used to.
I tried to never be the passenger. I don't trust other people driving, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I've seen what people do when they drive. It scares me.
Especially here in San Diego.
It does. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back. So we're talking how to buy a used car without getting shellacked. How's that, Brendan?
Because
nobody wants to get shellacked.
It's true, but I've not heard that term in so long, too, at the same time.
Weird things pop into my head often.
Cool beans is another one. I don't
cool beans. Cool beaners? Got to be careful with that one.
I'm going to have to cut that one, I think.
Yes. No.
Okay.
Beans are cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Also a high source of protein if you need some.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yep, so all good. All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio with us as we are discussing all kinds of automotive stuff. We did some new car news earlier. Things coming out. Like to talk about all the stuff and the trends and the things with that. We're going to be talking here about things to look for when buying a used car. Always good. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and star certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. Man, I've grown old doing this, Brendan. So, and West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified right in central San Diego right there, taking care of folks for over 8 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years. Good stuff, man. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved up there, North County Coastal, taking care of folks up there for well over 2 years now coming up. So doing well, cranking along. Got to meet a lot of great clients and all that, and people coming in, and we got you covered pretty much throughout the county for the most part. We're here to help you with your automotive repair needs and stuff. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. Truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about, for sure. Very important to us. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit, of course. Good stuff there. There to help you out. That 6 month card, you can get it, keep it, and use it anytime you want. Excuse me. I'll tell you what, this little coughing cold's been going around a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Good thing I have a cough button, but
I know you're sounding way better, buddy. Are you a little stuffy today?
No, I'm just getting over it. It's the tail end of it.
So. Little Rusty give you another cold.
No, I unfortunately gave it to Russell, unfortunately.
Well, so. Russell is not going to be happy with you.
Oh.
he you tells should have seen you
this
too,
face.
Huh?
If there was a video camera in this face, I gave Brian the most like, oh, you have no idea look face just now.
Little Rusty's got a strong personality, doesn't he?
It's probably Shelly's.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no.
Hopefully your wife's not listening.
I'm going to cut that out.
Going to have to quick button it. Anyway, get in and take advantage of our CertiCare drivability, cooling system, AC, whatever diagnosis you need on your vehicle. Excuse me. Sorry, that cough just comes out of nowhere sometimes. Don't want to be sounding like I have a frog in my throat. But get in, and we're here to diagnose your vehicle properly, and that's the main thing. I always tell folks the best money ever spent on any repair is the money spent on a diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. It will save you so much money in the long run when it comes to your vehicle service and repair needs. So jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get in, get on there, get an appointment, get your car, and we'll get you diagnosed properly. Hey, look, diagnosed, fixed, down the road, put the concern behind you. Nobody wants unwanted car repairs, that's for sure. But it is what it is, and it does happen. If you're going to use a vehicle and you got to get to work, car, school, kids to school, whatever it is, we're here to keep you on the road for sure. So jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. We also offer shuttle rides to or from work or home, and low-cost rental vehicles that are rental partners as far as that goes. You can jump on Facebook and follow us. You jump on the internet, follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram by just going to westautomotivegroup.com and clicking on it and signing up. Get little tips and tweets and Facebook posts, et cetera, of all kinds of cool stuff. You can also click on the Automan segments there and check them out. Take you to our YouTube channel where they're all posted after they go live on the CW News on Friday mornings and Friday evenings, and Fox 5 News and Wednesday mid-afternoon. So you can catch the Automan any of those places live, or you can watch them after they're posted. You can also email me anytime with questions for the radio here, etc. autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and I'll be happy to answer them for you, and we'll discuss them. Or give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. We're always here to discuss things with you. That's what we do. All right. So talking about different things, we're talking a little bit about used cars and not getting hurt by buying one. So it's amazing some of the things. You think this is would be common sense, but anyway, it's a little strategy to help. As I always say, the two most important things to do, pre-purchase inspection. At all of our five locations, we do the AAA pre-purchase inspection because it's quite in-depth and very, there's a lot of points that it goes over. So my suggestion is make sure you always do that on a used vehicle. Second thing is Carfax. Carfax will tell you, has this car been in accidents? You know, because most body shops report to Carfax. So as far as that goes. Yeah, always good to do those two things for sure. Those are two amazing pieces of mind. There's a couple other steps, though, that you can follow to prevent you from being caught up and losing money. Test drive. Would you buy a car without test driving it, Brendan?
Definitely not. Are you kidding me? Ridiculous.
You'd be surprised at people that do.
And even for newer vehicles, what I would do is I go to a rental place, rent the car.
Who told you to do that?
Not only a really good guy named Brian Bowersock, but just in generality, too, I know, too. I would rent the car first and then be like, I really like this car and I'm interested in buying a new vehicle. I think this is a good investment. I'll go ahead and purchase this vehicle, too.
Exactly. You know why? Because you don't know about all the things that a car has to offer or not offer.
Yes.
Or things that work for you. Some things that might work for a shorter person or a very small stature person or like may not work for us.
Right.
I'll give a prime example. I rented the Rogue, now I forgot what it is. The SUV, it's made by... See what happens. I forget. There's too many cars in this world. Yeah. But we'll get back to that. I'll come back to that. Anyway, my point that I'm making is you want to drive the car. See, does it fit you? Is there blind spots? Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable? Do you like where all the stuff is on the dash, on the steering wheel, on the info center? Is the info center too big? Does it need to be push button? Would you rather? All these different things to make sure that you will enjoy this car. Keep in mind, we spend a lot of time in our cars. So you want to be able to see out of it, drive it, be comfortable in it, et cetera. The Range Rover is what evokes. That's that. I rented that car. The seat would not go back far enough. So
you felt very squished and
well,
tight.
My knee rubbed. Left knee rubbed the door panel the whole time I drove it. I drove it all the way out the Palm Desert and back, and it was uncomfortable. So I wouldn't buy one of those. The rest of it was a cool car. Ran great. was enjoyable, you know, but I wouldn't personally choose that car to buy. Didn't fit me well. Mm-hmm. If you're tall, and I'm 6 foot tall, if you're taller than I am, I would think it'd be very uncomfortable, I would think. But, you know, you could buy the bigger ones, and I'm sure they seat goes back, and there's a lot more leg room in those. So, but that one, that smaller little Evoque, so that's why, you know. But every car is different for every person, right?
Right.
So, and then also you want to look at the service and repair history of these vehicles if the model's been out a while. My suggestion, if the model has not been out, probably don't buy one because you don't know what's going to happen with it. You need to give a couple years and then purchase.
Mm-hmm.
It's my suggestion. So anyway. But hey, just to bring up something really good also going on as far as this goes, the Right to Repair Act, because we're something that involved in with the Auto Care Association often, is the one aftermarket suppliers, consumers access to repair coalition, which means that you have a choice as a consumer to where you're going to have your vehicle repaired.
Right.
And by having the Auto Repair, this Repair Act, which has been working on, you know, it was signed in Maine, but across the nation in that, guarantees access to information so that we can fix your car.
Absolutely.
As far as that goes. And unless every consumer should be for this, because unless you want to have, like, you know, a prime example is Tesla people. I know you don't like that word, but and for good reason on this part, 90% of the repairs and stuff on Teslas have to go back to Tesla.
Absolutely, yes.
Can't get the parts for them anyplace else. Mm-hmm. They don't. So they kind of hold a monopoly on this car, which is kind of strange. I'm really surprised that it's been like that for so long.
Keep in mind, there's no Tesla dealership, mind you. They have spots in stores, basically.
No, they have, but they have Tesla service centers.
Yes.
Yeah, so as far as that goes, here's the thing. EVs weren't included in the Right to Repair Act to start with, and I don't know why. They didn't foresee this?
No, I guess not.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Yeah.
All places.
So, I love to talk about this because the Right to Repair Act protects consumers' right to repair their vehicles while also ensuring the continued safe operation of the nation's 292 million vehicles we have on the road these days.
Oof.
That's a lot in the U.S. alone.
Oh, yes.
Registered passenger and commercial motor vehicles, 70% of which are currently maintained by independent repair facilities, which are true. The dealers couldn't service all those cars anyway. Mm-hmm. They're not equipped or set up for that. They're just not. The dealers are more for your warranty work and then some consumer, which we call a customer pay kind of repairs in that. But the dealer does more warranty stuff than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Repair Act safeguards vehicle owners' access to essential repair and maintenance information, ensuring independent repair shops, parts manufacturers. This is another important point that they have the information to be able to make aftermarket parts for your vehicle, such as starters or other things like that. Although, I will tell you this. A lot of the aftermarket manufactured stuff, they get a new one. They look at it, the engineering of it. They re-engineer it better. And after, like when you're talking about ball joints and control arms and things like that, a lot of times better quality material aftermarket. Shocks and struts, often better quality material aftermarket if you go with a quality company.
For sure.
So anyway, but the Right to Repair Act is super, super important without question.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it safeguards owners, parts manufacturers, aftermarket service providers can continue to offer affordable and high-quality services with the increasing complexity of modern vehicles, very important, including advanced driver assist system, known as ADAS, which is the lane departure, anti-collision, all that stuff.
Yes.
Telematics and software-driven diagnostics. Legislation addresses growing concerns and existing barriers regarding fair access to repair information. So, super important. But why it matters. Research conducted by Hanover Research and Babcock indicates over 60% of independent repair facilities are experiencing difficulties with routine repairs due to OEM barriers. And over 50% of those facilities have to send up to 5 cars per month back to the dealer, incurring further costs and inconvenience to drivers. It's not true for the West Automotive Group. 90% of these cars we can get the information on.
Right.
So, and we have been. And we've been working with. But then again, it's also working with your local folks. You know,
that's why I was going to say, what this bill really does, though, is support the local businesses that...
Supports nationwide, all independent and local businesses. Yeah. You're right.
And that's where I think we should really focus in on, because these corporate businesses, they'll do whatever they can.
Well, and this is really not the dealers doing it so much as the manufacturers. It's Ford, GM, Stellus, Chrysler, you know.
Yes. That's division. What I mean when I say corporate stuff, for that matter. Yeah. So a shop like yours, with a reputation that you have, this is just nothing but a win-win situation with this act coming out.
Well, it's really what it is. It helps us. Exactly. But it's a win-win for the consumer, to be honest with you.
That's what I was trying to put the point of view from, is this is a win-win for the consumer itself. Not only do you get to go back to that independent and supporting the small business shops in the area, but you also get to feel that safeness and that careness that you have at that specific mechanic shop as well, too.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. 100%. So, and without the Repair Act, automakers can continue to restrict access to repair data tools, leading to higher repair costs, limited service options, basically performing a monopoly that prevents the consumer from having a choice.
One of the things we say in our free market, we do not want to monopolize the businesses. So,
yep. And longer wait times. If you had, were forced, everybody was forced to take their car back to the dealer, the manufacturer servicing dealer. There's so many cars now that they could never service them all. And you'd be like, well, okay, well, we're scheduling your oil change out 9 months from now. Yes. So, yeah, not going to work.
Can I also just shout out your shop again for, again, the wait time has just been so awesome with you guys. I schedule an appointment and you have this brand new system at your guys' shops where whenever I have call prior, I'd be like, oh, we have to wait till tomorrow to do the to do your repairs or 2 days from now. But now it's like, nope, bring it in. You can go ahead and bring it in. We have this all organized and we're able to fix your vehicle right then. I shouldn't say right then and there, but
I appreciate you bringing that up.
Appointment there,
because, so in the past couple of years, we've been working on several things. Building our teams, number one. I have the amazing employees working for me.
I couldn't agree more.
If you weren't amazing and you were working for me, you don't work for me anymore. So we got rid of a lot of non-amazing people. So, and I shouldn't say a lot, just here and there a few, because I already had a lot of amazing people. And we instilled some other systems that we've ran across. I spent the last couple of years looking at different things to add in, like the online appointment thing, things like that, that makes stuff kind of seamless. And I'm telling you, we've every location kind of operates in the same way too. So we put in policies and procedures and way to handle this and put it down and got everybody trained on how we're doing it. So it pretty much happens the same way at every place. You know, there's a little differences here and there just because of where it's at, what's going on, or how we do things. You know,
right.
some things like, you know, Escondido, we'll do motorhome repair. We don't do any of that. With small motorhomes in El Cajon, but Miramar, Kearney Mesa, you know, we can do vans and that, and Kearney Mesa and that. Miramar, we're a little more limited on vans. We don't have a ceiling height to raise them up high enough. So
I was also going to say some locations have the STAR certification. Some locations you do smog.
Regular smog.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so we do smog at three locations total. Mm-hmm. Two of them are STAR certified. STAR is where you have to have the old equipment, the dyno and all that, and it's just not feasible anymore to add that in for the cost of it. So we centralized located two STAR. We have a STAR in Miramar, which we do. We can fix and repair and smog any single car, but we also have a STAR in Escondido. So otherwise, the other ones at Kearney Mesa has regular smog. Mm-hmm. So as far as that goes. Yeah. Good stuff, you know, as far as that goes. We just streamlined. I mean, really been working on this for the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really
thing. Honestly,
taking care of you. Two things. Great customer experience, getting your car fixed right the first time. Great warranties. And customer service levels are off the chart now with my guys. So but your comments make me feel good, because that's what I've been working on.
Right, and so. you should be proud of it, honestly. I think you've done an excellent job. And
it means a lot.
Yeah,
it does, really. It's good. Great comments, though. And you would know, because you're a client.
That's true.
So this is a true. What would you call that?
This is not a paid actor. Yeah,
not a paid actor. Correct. So anyway, all good. But to finish up on this, just how important this is, and this is why, a broad coalition of consumer advocates, independent repair professionals, aftermarket suppliers, trade organizations support the Repair Act as necessary to measure to uphold competition, affordability, and consumer rights in automotive. You as a consumer need the right to choose. There's no question about it.
Agreed.
So, and once again, for a prime example, if you own a Tesla, you really don't have that right to choose.
It's not,
on a lot of the repairs, because we cannot get those parts, the information, or any of it aftermarket. Once again, EVs directly weren't in the Auto Repair Act. Now, all the other manufacturers that are mainline, and I'll call them like Ford and GM and all that, they're supplying all the information on their EVs. They don't care. Mm-hmm. Because they're already doing, they're starting to do it. You know, Ford, GM, and them been pretty good about doing it with their stuff. There's other manufacturers we're still struggling with, so that's why they're working on this Right to Repair Act.
Gotcha.
So, but some of the key points that are super important: consumer choice and access guarantees the vehicle owner's independent repair facilities and parts manufacturers have access, diagnostic the data, tool, software necessary for maintenance and repair. They already said, we said that. Fair competition. Super good. Ensures the vehicle repair is secure and does not compromise vehicle safety or cyber security. We have that. We have a system now actually in place for all the independents that you sign up for, you pay for, and it allows you security access gateway. But you have to have the right tools and you have to have the you got to be certified and authorized to do so. Mm-hmm. So for safety. This also ensures that critical repairs done like for ADAS technology and other essential safety features returning vehicles to their operational specification compliance. By knowing the information and being able to access it, we can make sure that the car is 100% safe and done the right way, right?
Correct, Amundo.
So that's good to have. So just a couple things. If you run across this, make sure and you have a chance to vote on a Repair Act. Most of this is put through Congress's laws, though not independently voted on by consumers. But there is a strong consumer support for federal vehicle right to repair legislation, which is what they're working on. The survey revealed that 94% of vehicles want the freedom to choose where their vehicle is repaired. Well, you should. I would think that's just standard operating.
We are in America for a reason. We get our freedom to choose which shop to go to or if we want these certain repairs or not, that sort of stuff. So
correct. Yeah. And 75% of people support a legislation preventing automakers from restricting access to vehicle data. So if you're a constituent of somebody and you see something about this, make sure you write in and reach out and let them know, hey, Congressman, Senator, I need you to vote on this. We need the right to have these folks be able to repair our vehicles and make a consumer's choice where you want to go.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say about that for now.
Okay.
So good stuff. All right. Hey, well, that's always great to talk about because I'm telling you, this is cutting edge of what's going on right now and what we need.
Yeah.
And years down the road, it will really be a bummer if you can't choose where to take your vehicle.
It's very true. Very true.
So, all right, folks, we're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 on 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Man, we're covering some awesome topics today for sure.
Mm-hmm.
As we're discussing things that you need to look for in buying a used car, of course, talked about the Auto Repair Act. We do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment on there in our great new appointment system. Get your vehicle in and we'll get you an Interstate installed. You need a battery for any other need? Check them out at their storefronts. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th University. Interstate Battery, battery for every need. Brendan, you got some car shows to talk about, I believe.
Sure
three of them
do.
Or so?
Oh, yes. We got three of them. So, first off, today from 9 a.m. to noon up in Escondido, it's at the Grace Christian School. They are going to be having the Revved Up for Students car show, where the proceeds will help to improve Christian education at Grace Christian School. And just a reminder that Grace Christian School is a tax-exempt organization, and all donations are tax-deductible. So, if you want to go and register your vehicle over there,
It starts at 7:30 a.m. and space is very limited, but you can go ahead and do that and know that it is tax deductible as well. So it's good, going for a good cause, and it's going for kids, our future generations too.
Can't go wrong there.
Exactly. Also, San Diego Automotive Museum is having their Cars and Coffee.
One of my favorite. Event.
Yep. It's every third Sunday of the month, which happens to be, this is already the third Sunday in March. Like I said, time is flying.
Yeah.
7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the San Diego Automotive Museum parking lot. And lastly, San Marcos High School. They're having their 10th anniversary Motors for Music Car Show fundraiser. All proceeds benefit the San Marcos High School Band and Color Guard. That is on March 16th, so tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So if you want to go see some really good car shows and for some good causes, I would suggest those three for sure. So again,
nice.
We got Escondido, San Marcos, and of course, downtown San Diego and Balboa Park.
Great stuff.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. Thanks for sharing those.
Of course.
Those are awesome.
Now, going back to our original topic about used vehicles, I'm reading online that one of the things they want you to check when it comes to looking at just a used vehicle, and we're talking on a private party situation, A is to check the oil level.
Oh, absolutely.
B is to check the oil cap itself, because you don't want to have it looking like mayonnaise, they say, or what's the
coffee with cream.
Coffee with cream, yes.
That can sometimes meet a head gasket is starting to fail, but we also see if a PVC system hasn't been working properly, a condensation can build up, or it's a short trip car. Mm-hmm. In other words, whoever owns it don't drive it very far each time they start it.
Yes.
You can get condensation in the motor for sure.
Okay.
So.
Another thing they mentioned here is check for a brief puff of blue smoke on startup from a cold engine. Blue smoke, I've never heard of before.
That's oil burning.
Oh, okay. Because it's usually a darker color, not a bluer color.
No, oil burning is blue when it's direct oil. So such as a valve stem seal leaking, guide problem, a ring problem at startup, you'll get a puff of blue smoke.
Okay. I'm going to have to look that up to see like the shade of blue, because maybe I have seen it then if that's the case. But I could have sworn it's a darker color.
Those are good advice, though.
Yeah. Last thing I do want to mention, too, when it comes to this is I can't believe private parties would do this. Hold on one second. There we go.
Brennan's got the coffee.
I had a coffee, yeah. It says here that the guy said, I actually was looking underneath the vehicle for any coolant fluid leaking mm-hmm. underneath. And when I was looking with my light, I noticed that it was a different color, black underneath. And it turned out when he lifted it up the vehicle, they spray painted rust to help cover up the fact that there's rust underneath the vehicle.
People do all kinds of things.
I'm shocked by that. Another thing that they do is they'll take apart the dashboard and they'll take out the light for the check engine light. That's another thing. Keep in mind, these are
private
parties.
Be found in smog for California, though.
Oof.
Because the check engine light has to operate.
Exactly.
So it's another great thing. If you're buying a vehicle that's older than nature, you're going to want to make sure that car passes smog before you purchase it.
100%.
So a lot of times, if we fix a car that ends up being ours and I sell it from that, we always smog it. And give the smog to the client. That way they know.
Right.
So
another thing, too, is the card registration, for that matter, because it has to pass smog in order to have
register
it
here.
Exactly. Yeah,
absolutely. Very important. You don't want to buy a car you can't register.
No, definitely not.
That's no fun. What are you going to do with it?
It's true.
So all great points that you pulled up there and great things to talk about when purchasing a vehicle. And as far as that goes, there's a few others. And like I said, a lot of those will get caught on the AAA pre-purchase inspection, make sure and get it in
very
for
much.
The spray painted rust, the car leaking stuff. If it looks like it's been in a bad accident, wasn't repaired properly.
Mm-hmm.
The other things get caught on the Carfax, as far as it goes. You can find them, usually the service history and maintenance, and you can find if the car's ever been into a body shop and had a major repair, collision, et cetera. All that's reported through the insurance companies, the Carfax, and or the body shops.
Right.
For sure. So it's a good way to go. But you're right. You do want to take a look at also aesthetics, both inside and outside condition of the car, play a large factor in value. Make sure to check the interior upholstery carefully along with repairs. We're also looking to make sure this car has not been a flooded car. Look for water lines. You can pull the carpet back a little bit. Look for silt under it. Those kind of things are indications the car has been in a flood situation.
Oh, yes.
You don't want a flooded car. With today's electronics and how we everything is so integrated inside a car, even getting moisture gets into the wiring harnesses and starts to corrode. We do find vehicles that have been flooded later that come in that start having problems somebody's bought, and you start cutting open the harnesses and you find all the green residue in them where the copper and the wire has started to corrode. You can't fix that. To replace a wiring harness in most of these cars is like $30,000.
Right. What I was going to say was, when I was first looking to purchase my first ever vehicle, I was looking at like some really new car, newer-ish cars, and I was like, man, these are surprisingly going very cheap, until you read the description inside that private seller that says it's a flood title. Yeah. So that means
which is good. And some states require that, but some states don't.
Really? There's some states that don't require you to have to specify that. Yeah,
some states don't have that in their DMV rules.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Like California, it wouldn't be a flood title. It'd be salvage.
Oh,
they can, gotcha. They just stamp them salvage. So if you're buying a buyer beware, you're buying a salvage car title. That's another good thing you got to look at.
In that case, because all the cars I was looking at under San Diego's like private sellers list, they all would say, oh, this is a flood title. Then others would say
which means it's a flood salvage title.
Yeah.
It's going to say salvage on that thing. Yeah. Yeah, because these have been totaled out by an insurance company. Anytime a car's been totaled by an insurance company, no matter what the cause, it's a salvage title. So, and that always doesn't mean bad. I mean, like my parts manager, Scott, his truck got wrecked. His son wrecked it. Excuse me. Apologize. It wasn't... they ended up putting a new bed on it and all that. The frame was fine and stuff. So Scott wanted to keep it, but now it's a salvage title. So the insurance company paid him out for it. He fixed it, driving it. But still, it's a super safe. Everything's great with the car. Other cars could have flood damage problems, like you're saying, things like that. So be very careful of these. If you don't know where they came from or what, it's best to skip it and find one that's not salvage for sure.
Absolutely.
Looking for leaks. Do your research on the make and model. Once again, like I said, first year out, cars aren't the greatest to buy. Once they've been out for a while, then there's history on them, car and driver, things like that. You can check up on things like, hey, what did people like? What do they don't like about this? Am I going to like this car? Great questions always. Inspection by a qualified facility. That's the AAA pre-purchase inspection. Already discussed that. Some really great stuff. Certified pre-owned is a great way to go too. I still would recommend having the vehicle looked at though. We just did a vehicle, a Jaguar F-Pace that one of my client's daughters wanted to buy. Car looked great. Everything was great on it. Tires were worn out down to 230 seconds.
Oof.
I told her, I said, they shouldn't be selling this car like this with these tires. She went back to them. They said, we don't have any money for tires. I said, walk from the deal then. They'll call you. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Just, I mean, you should have good tires on a car you buy.
Can I ask another question, too, based on the salvage?
You're more than welcome to ask a question.
Can you insure a salvage vehicle or no?
Yes.
Not until... Okay, so, yes. But I thought you have to repair it first before you can...
Well, yeah, it's got to be repaired in a register to insure it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But then with the salvage title, you can... But they do insure it at a lower value.
Okay.
It's not the same value as a...
I imagine so, so...
So as far as that goes. But yes, the answer to that is yes. Okay. You can insure those cars once they're fixed and up.
Okay.
Don't have any buyer's remorse. Make sure you check out the car before you buy it. Like Brendan said, go rent a car. Drive it. Figure it out. It's all better to go. Decode the VIN. Always good. But you put it through Carfax. It's going to do that for you anyway. And make sure and double check everything on it.
See, I'm looking online, by the way.
Vehicle history reports are great.
Yeah. So, I'm so sorry to interrupt again. But
no, you're fine.
It says here, a salvage vehicle has so much damage and repair that needs the state agencies that do not consider it drivable on public roads. Even South Carolina says that most other states say that it's illegal to drive them on the road. However, you might be able to insure a car with a rebuilt title, specifically, they said.
Those are different manufacturers. The state of California, anything that's totaled as far as by an insurance company, in other words, they say, we're not fixing this, we're paying you out for the whole car, would have a salvage title if you fixed it.
Okay.
Not only that, but to get it registered then, it has to go through a complete brake and light inspection, and then it often has to be inspected at DMV also before they'll issue a title for that vehicle, a new title. But the new title will say salvaged in big letters on the top of it.
So in California, it's just a very broad salvage.
It is.
Ah,
but it's to let you know that this car was totaled by insurance company for some reason.
Yes.
So you better do your due diligence on this thing.
Okay, understood now. Okay. Yeah.
So it only needs to be inspected once and go through the brake and light and all that, or the vehicle inspection process to get a title, but the title will say salvage all over the title for sure.
So you highly, highly recommend people say no to salvage, or honestly, that's
unless you know what you're buying, but don't whine when you get into it and it's a problem. That's all I got to tell you. Because
but Brian said this.
Brian said don't buy it. That's what Brian said, and you bought it. So there you go. Good job. Good job. So anyway, but just be very careful. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Carfax. pre-purchase inspection, life's good. Usually everything's fine. Certified pre-owned is a great way to go because they have specific things they need to go through. And those are only on a new car dealer's used lot, usually. And there's rules to those. Kind of no accidents, different things that have to fall into for them to be certified pre-owned, mm-hmm. as far as that goes. So, hey, man, that pretty much wraps our show for today, you know, as far as that goes. I want everybody out there to keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Be safe. And, you know, just always tune in every Saturday for Auto Talk Radio. We're here for your listening pleasure and to help keep you on the road and bring you up with great automotive news, whether it be some new car stuff we talk about, the Right to Repair Act, like I said. And if you get a chance to support that, please do. It's good for consumers. It's good for us independent people, parts manufacturers, and everybody else. So make sure and jump on board with that and be part of it. It's always great to do.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. No, I accidentally bought my headphones turning in my head.
Yeah, well, your head's kind of big and it bounces off things inside the studio, and we understand that. All right. Like I said, San Diego and everybody else out there, be safe. Keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. We'll catch you next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.